Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yongera katonda ngari zamani.
Add God the mighty hand clouds.
Zitwale eri katonda kitafari wa guru ego yonna.
God the father above all the heavens.
Yezimu sengo kubango la gazore kera.
Clapping and their to him.
Omanyimbe bulani esuleri 11.
Hebrews chapter 11.
Abasajja nga Ibrahimu.
A man like Abraham.
Bara musanga ku kibuga kya Katonda Yerusalemu ekyomu guru.
The city of God Jerusalem of heaven.
Bara musa kuba amarayika.
As they greeted the angels.
Abatukuva abantu sokayo.
The holy ones moved ahead of us. The Kelobin.
Nebambuka nebaramusa kubiramu ebina.
Greet the four living creatures.
Nebaramusa kubakadda abiri mu abana.
Elders.
Wewao nebaramusa.
And they greeted.
Uamune mukama wafe Yesu kweri okusatu. Nebongera nebaramusa ngera bawubira.
Greater
than we be.
The Father above all the heavens.
Wetu tibwa mu amatendo.
Glory and the praise.
Mugambe nchimanyi.
Tell him I know.
Erondaba.
You see me.
Erondaba muguri ona
wamune yesi. The entire heaven and earth.
Wetu tibwa netendo bibera bibi mukama.
Glory and honor yours Lord.
Musemu wetu tibwa mu
honor and think of him. You as the inward man. You as the spirit. You think of him the father of our spirit. In the Hebrews chapter 12. Yes, in the verse 9. You think of him much. You think of him. Yes. Say, Father, thank you for begotten me. Yes.
And
beg me the second time.
When I
died in Adam,
I'd
been removed of heavenly body.
You
sent your son to save me. And to
birth
me the second time. That's why I'm on this world.
And
I am a born again Christian. After getting saved, you give him glory.
Add
glory to God the Word.
He
is the Son. Our Lord Jesus Christ.
He is
based in the third heaven.
In
the second Corinthians 12. In the verse 1 to 4. And reigns in the heaven and earth. As Matthew 28. Verse 18. Together with us to the end. Even today is with us. You thank the Holy Spirit. Our leader. Allowed us to be as orphans. Romans 8:14. Don't live by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. Thank for leading us. You thank for fighting wars for us. You thank for interceding for us. You glorify him. You give him glory and honor. You don't want to take much time. You take your seats.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you have been you.
Praise Jesus much.
And
by name and voice,
Mutumbe Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No Muslim for Bible.
And our Bible reader, teacher James Jacob.
Tubagana nyomwe na.
We love you all. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. Again to move rich unto you the heavenly journey. Yes. The way God revealed me, Book of Remembrance unto all nations, through the heavenly journey. And we are right in the third heaven. The third heaven. Spoken in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And the verse 1 to 4. And we see the third heaven. And the throne of God. In the midst of the paradise of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. We've come to see many things. In the third heaven. In the realm above. Even the throne of God. In the midst of the paradise of God. Just as we've come read on that heaven. In the second Corinthians 12. Verse 1 up to 4.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, we've come to discover many things. And we discovered that the paradise of God in the third heaven,
still
it's the garden of God, the garden of Eden. According to Revelation chapter 2, in the verse 7, that he saw that one will overcome will eat of the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God. But when we read Genesis chapter 2, verse 9, still this tree of life, it's in the midst of the garden of God, known as the Garden of Eden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we
come see the two cherubim and the flaming turning swords, those put in the way to the tree of life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As it's in Genesis chapter 3, verse 22 and 24. And these cherubim, they are in heavens, not on this earth. According to we saw in Hebrews chapter 8, in the verse 5, Moses saw copies of things in heaven, and he made them on this world, including the cherubim, according to the Exodus chapter 25 verse 16 on to 20. Even prophet Ezekiel, in Ezekiel chapter 10 and the verse 1, he saw two cherubim and they are in heaven, for above their heads he saw there are a firmament, the firmament of sapphire. That firmament above the heads of the cherubim
is
called the first created heaven in the rim above, according to the mystery in Genesis chapter 1 verse 8. So we saw many things. We saw of the flaming turning sword, which is held by the angel of death and the angel of hell, according to Revelation chapter 6 and the verse 8. And I saw one seat on the pale horse. His name is called Death and Hell. He follows him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So all those who are able to get explained of them. And we began to see the four type of trees, those in the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden, in the third heaven, according to Genesis chapter 2
and
the verse 9. And we began to see the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God, according to Genesis 2 verse 9. And we
prove
that that tree of life, he is God the Word, one we know as the Son, Jesus Christ.
He
spoke in John 15 in the verse 1, that I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. And in John 14 verse 6, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And indeed, he is the tree of life. And in John chapter 6, right from verse 25 unto 63, he told us, one who eats of him and drinks of his blood will not taste of death. Yes. For they have eaten of the tree of life and his fruits, the fruits of life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Those called the spiritual fruits. Those in Galatians chapter 5, verse 20 to 22.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
we went to the second type of tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yes. That in Genesis 2 verse 9, that the refused us eat of its fruits lest we die, according to Genesis chapter 2 verse 16 and 17.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we saw
The
sin of wanting to become God. That called the sin of Adam. In Genesis 3:1-6. Satan spoke, when we eat fruit of that tree, we shall be as God, to know good and evil.
Hallelujah.
And we are able to understand that Satan is one of us sought to be God. And he wanted to be God. And he came to put it into man.
Now
we saw Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 1-3. This Satan, he first planted his heart to be God. And in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 9-17, Lucifer told himself that he will be like the Most High.
Now,
the thought of wanting to become God, he bought and sold it to man,
directing
me fruits of the knowledge of tree of good and evil,
with
an evil intention. Eating of the truth that had been something wrong.
But
the intention of wanting to become God. That's the sin we committed in the garden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We saw the type of fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And we saw in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 18 and 19. The fruits better than gold. They find gold. And the choice silver. Yes. The fruits of the durable riches. Yes. That is honor. Righteousness. In the many others.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we moved and went to see the way we died. As they removed from us the heavenly body, we
are
given this body of this earth. The body of death. And it's complained of much. In Romans chapter 7, verse 23 and 24. And so, O wretched man I am, who will deliver me from this body of this death? Now what happened in Genesis chapter 3, starting from verse 3 up to 8, as soon as we ate of the tree, the fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, with an intention want to become God, in a twinkle of an eye, we ended in the body of death. That mystery in the 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50-53, that in a twinkle of an eye, as we looked to ourselves, we saw we are naked for the body of death, the flesh with blood. So in the way like that, up to today, we yearn before we unclothe this one of death. We must be clothed the one from heaven. After we've believed Jesus is Lord and is our Savior, and we confess salvation, and he begot us the second time through baptism, and he restored the heavenly body. As it is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 to 4, that while in this body,
we
do not want to unclothe,
but
most that we first be clothed the body from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we saw many things you have not been with us. And we began differentiating between the body of death, the body of hell, and the heavenly body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we still move on this day.
For
last time we got explained much the troubles within the body of death. And we knew that one who made it is called the angel of death.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
For when we read in Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17,
and
we told, when he touched the tree we shall surely die. For death had been put right on the side, and he's right there waiting for us. For we connected Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15 into 19. He said their life and death, good and evil, just as then the midst of the garden, death was right there. And that death is one in Revelation chapter 6, the verse 8. And I saw one set on the pale horse. His name is called Death. This death is one who made this body we have now. According to Romans chapter 7, verse 23 to 24, who will deliver me from this body of death? The one who owns it is there. That's why he put ingredients like hunger. Yes, it's spacious sickness in this body.
Hallelujah.
And you can kill with hunger and the beasts of the field, sword or the walls.
Hallelujah.
Many other problems like lusts of this world, the lusts of the eyes, of the flesh, and the pride of this life. And if you overcome them, you can become the son of God. For you have overcome death.
Yet
God is not God of the dead, but God of the living.
Amen.
Amen.
So twarabe byo mubiri ogu.
So we saw of that body.
Munundi muntu atunulire nyato gwageye na guno.
This time we want to look most to the body of hell.
No gwe guru.
Even the heavenly body.
Kubanga
because
singo remererwa.
If you fail
okufuna ogwe guru
to get the heavenly body.
Omoyo gwe guna afuruma mu mubiri guno.
Time your spirit will check from this body.
Olino kuyingira ogu mubiri gwageye.
You have to enter the body of hell. You'll be taken in the midst of terror.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
all those happened on us in the midst of the paradise in the third heaven. And we are chased, brought back on this earth that we can reconcile with God. So today we look most to the body of hell and the heavenly body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've begun like this. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, he says like
this.
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 16.
Mukama Katonda nalagira omuntu namugamba nti buli muti ogw'omulusuku olyengako nga bw'ono yagalanga.
And the Lord God commanded the man saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat.
Olunyolo 17.
Verse 17.
Naye omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi togulyangako kubanga olunaku lw'oligulyako tolirema kufa.
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
when we begin in Genesis, this chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, mostly verse 17, that for when we shall eat of this tree of knowledge of good and evil, we shall surely die. Those we've seen them,
if
we entered the body of death.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The command was not the trouble. The command was good. For the commandment, it was light. The commandment was what? It was light. It was the lamp which enters into light of the law, which warned us of what is to come next. Yet what followed was very long and deep, because in the Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23, he speaks of the commandment like this and the law. Yes. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp and the law is light. And liberals of instruction are the way of life. Yes.
Kubanga,
because the commandment is a lamp.
Neteka,
and the law
musana.
It's light.
utulagira mukubiryo buramu
directors in the way of life
kivura gama ntu muna munemenye kiragiro
kimu just say when you break this commandment you will surely die
ya kuba muvudde mukubiryo buramu
moved from the way of life
kitegedde bulunji
musumba yes it's very clear yes
ndi murubihebere sura ya
kubiri that in Genesis chapter 2
16
and
17
he brings the commandments
hallelujah
iranga
teka te kukuchikola
a law we am supposed to do it but he was giving us light.
He
was giving us the light to lighten how we shall be in the paradise. In the light how we shall move. That we do not die. For if we kept it would have been the way of life. We didn't understand where it was ending. That's why in the Psalms 119 he said that O Lord your command is so long.
Didn't
realize we as Adams and Eve that this commandment is very long.
Riching
does not just put us in the body of death. It's going to take us in the body of hell if you are not careful. Yes. After we've lost the heavenly body, that's why we're getting saved. We get saved after believing Jesus is Lord. And we deny the Lord of our nations, Satan. For the whole world is in the hand of the wicked one. We deny him. And we believe Jesus is Lord. And is our Savior. And we confess to get saved. Confessing to get saved is cross-eyed. From Satan unto Jesus. Jesus to reach you unto the Father. Because no one reached the Father except they passed through Jesus. Now we cannot take you there when you're still dead in the body of death. For God is not God of the dead. He has to first begot you the second time in Christ Jesus
becoming a born again
and you
Christian.
Become a born again Christian and you have the spirit you are anointed
it
proves you are the son of God. The journey of salvation is right there. Brethren, I wanted to tell you like this. The commandment was very broad. Let's read in the Psalms we see
Zaburi ya suri ya chukumi ya kumi na umu enda, nolu nyiriri olu echenda muomu kaga.
Psalms 119 verse 96.
Ndavi ya vien tumyo na, ya biyatu ukiriza jebikoma. Na ye chilagirocho, chigazinyo.
I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. That is a but. I've seen things all. Yes. We the Adams and Eve chased from heaven in the paradise of God, garden of God, garden of Eden. On this earth we began to realize everything where it ends.
But
the commandment of God of the paradise, it moved beyond that. We thought we shall surely just die. Yet even hell is right next. And after hell, it's the lake of fire, everlasting death. We shall surely die was ending in the lake of fire the second day. And it's very broad.
He
didn't first understand it. That's why the mankind on this world, they really understand commandments of God where they end. Now when he say you shall surely die, we face the first death and we
close
the body of this that we have a spirit. We as the inner man, but never ends there. If you don't get born again, restored the heavenly body,
when
you be unclosed from this one of death, you have to head on to the body of death. Your spirit will be taken in hell.
There,
on the day of judgment, will be removed from there.
You'll
be judged, taken in lake of fire the second. This commandment was very broad. Going to the second day, the lake of fire. That's why he speaks in the sounds and repeats.
Zaburi ya sura ya 119 n'olunyiriri olw'ekyenda mu omukaaga.
Psalms 119 verse 96.
Ndabye ebintu byonna ebyatuukirira gye bikoma, naye ekiragiro kyo kigazi nnyo.
I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. Yes. You know, this is the voice of Adam. God brought it through back through the King David. And the Holy Spirit passed it through him. Tell us the commandment which was in the garden.
It
was very wild and very broad.
In
where it goes is very far.
It's
beyond just chasing us from the garden. Beyond that they removed the heavenly body from us, we as the inward man, we the spirits,
but
to be given body of death, come on the earth in many punishments,
a
woman you conceive in pain, you birth in pains, your desire is unto the man, the sweat all your days, and the
earth grows up,
and it troubles you. And after I finish all that,
they
find you not reconciled with God. To believe Jesus is Lord and is your Savior, and you confess to get saved, cross sides from that of Satan, to return unto Jesus, that He reach us to the Father, that He first begot us the second time, He gives us the heavenly body, that we proven to be children. The commandment was very broad.
It
never ended on that. That they give us body of death, we come on the world to suffer, it ends there. No,
it's
also the body of hell. Before you reconcile, they dare find you and unclothe you. They enter in the body of hell. Unto hell. You know hell is a remand. You are on remand. You are not yet sentenced. But you are on remand. Yes. Now after judgment, you head on to the second death, the lake of fire. The command which said you will surely die, it went to that far.
But
the man said, Lord, in the Psalms 119, verse 96, but your commandment is very broad. See where it has reached me. But you know Psalms 119 where he was,
119 verse 96,
he was right within hell. And they had lightened fires, and it's like a bottle. A bottle put on the top of the altar fire. Yes. Where they roast and the firewood is there, drank.
He's there.
And they have burnt him is very black. And the commandment is very bad. How the commandment is broad. Look to where I am right now. And it's very far. You think it took us to where? But before we read there much. Okay, let's read there. Let's read Romans 7 and verse
7.
We see the depth of this commandment before we go there. Romans chapter 7 and verse
7. Chibi Chitaro. Chibi Wabula Mumateka. Kubanga sandi manye kwegomba singa amateeka tegayogera nti tewegombanga.
What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin, but by the law. For I had not known lust,
except the Lord had said, you shall not covet.
Mm.
Yes.
What was that? This
is the voice still of him.
Yeah, Adam.
Of Adam.
The
Holy Spirit passes through the Apostle Paul. Romans 7 verse 7. And see, this comes, the law, the commandment and the law, they are not sin. They are not it's not bad. It's not the sin.
They are
to tell me there is sin on the side. Let's repeat that verse. Romans chapter 7, verse 7.
Amateka chechibi, chitaro. Ne sandi tegedde chibi, wabula mu mateka. Kubanga sandi manye kwegomba, singa mateka tegayo giranti, tewegomba anga.
What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin, but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, you shall not covet.
Mm.
Verse 8.
Na ye chibi wachalaba, wachisinzira. Nechikolanga munze, oruwa mateko kwego mbako na. Kumanga wataba mateka, echibinga chifude.
But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, worked in me all manner of covetousness. For without the law, sin was dead. Yes. When sin saw there as a commandment. Now I want you much to understand like this. That in Genesis chapter 2. Verses 8 unto 15. Man was put in the paradise and there was no commandment given him. All that period. Yes. Genesis 2. The verse 8 unto 15.
He's
in the garden, no commandment given him.
Now,
as he was there. Genesis 2. Verse 15.
In
the verse 16 and 17. And the commandment has come. When the commandment came in Genesis 3 verse 1 to see sin, Satan, the devil, he saw this commandment, he based in the commandment.
This
is Romans chapter 7 verse 7 to 8. The voice of the prophet Adam, and it explains to us that when sin saw where it could bear by the commandment,
and
when I break this commandment, I am going to go very far. Satan knew when man breaks this commandment, is finished. He has to die, enter the body of death. He takes him into hell,
begin
the body of hell to
be there.
They judge him to the lake of fire, because there was no secret hidden from him. He knew they are going to strike man, he is going to understand. And there are the problems you are in. Let's move on in Romans chapter 7.
Abalumi esuri yomusanvo nolunyiri olomwenda.
Romans chapter 7 in the verse 9.
Nangedda nabanga mulamu watali mateka. Na ye kiragiro bwe kyajja ekibi ne kizuukira nange nenfa.
For I was alive apart from the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died.
It
took some long time when he's there. And he's alive, has no problem.
That's
Genesis chapter 2. The verse 8 up to 15. He's in the garden. No commandment given him. He's alive.
Every
tree touches to it. Even of knowledge he
ate.
But he did have an evil thought in him. But when God saw the evil sin is about to come,
Genesis
2:16-17, he came, gave him a commandment. Lucifer gave him a commandment. Yes. When I deceive that you're going to become God, they're going to beat this one.
Ha 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 ha. Romans chapter 7 verse 7 to 9 a couple of years, it's no commandment.
I mean the garden movie, the tree of knowledge of good, just eat of life, those pleasant trees for food, it's no commandment. But when he saw sin far, he told him, Satan is to come do this to you. I have given you enlightenment. Given him a commandment, you want to save him? Let me base in the very command. That's why up to today, when they tell you, don't peep at me. You say what? You do it more.
Expose your privacy.
Where? You do it more.
Don't open that room.
You are on a problem. Curious. Why don't I open this room? I open it or not? But they told me don't open it. But I have to try it.
They don't open it.
You not mind it before it told you not to open it.
If the command had come, it had not yet come.
Satan was seeking for a plan to mess up man. Tell him don't open.
There's something in there.
Open and see.
But they don't touch.
They say don't talk water kumuliro. Where does it burn?
I see the paper
they have written and it's not burnt yet. And if they tell you don't fornicate, why not indeed? Ingredients in the other and this one. I want to see why they refuse us for that.
You reach there, it's the same game
and they have written your sin.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And if you have seen
him,
get paper and make it sweet.
That
move you deeper to such other things that are different from the rest.
But
ask of adulterers and fornicators, they will tell you
there
is nothing good they have gotten in that. Ask the ingredients in the other and this one, whether they remember them. And they tell you, we just got foolish in this. Who will save us from this foolishness?
There's no adulterer who does not know
they are doing foolishness. Go call them, you fornicator or adulterer, you will see. Who do you familiarize? I fornicate on your mother? On your father? They begin to urge you.
Hallelujah.
So the command was very broad. Beyond that, we enter body of death. But even on the world, there was many punishments.
Yet,
don't use the time we have on this earth to repent, reconcile with God. As we believe Jesus is Lord and is our Savior. And we confess salvation. Cross sides from that of Satan to turn unto God.
And
get born again in Christ Jesus.
If
we are given the heavenly body,
if
we are found when we are not naked, we as a spirit, but we close to the heavenly body. When they are
closed
and we have the heavenly, then we've been saved from that of hell.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Se kiragiro kyabakiwanvu nyo.
So the commandment was very broad.
Byonna ebiragiro byosoma mu Bible
yo ebiragiro bya Katonda. In that Bible the commandments of God.
Gonna mawanvu okusinga bwogalo.
They are very broad, more than how you think of them.
Akugamba tobanga.
He tells you don't steal.
Maybe
just stealing the mere things.
Yet
you steal your life, you eat it and destroy it.
And goes far,
change it with the material things of this world.
He said,
what profit is this world? Yet your spirit is forfeited.
And the other said,
the spirit gets lost, and so what? Me, I am me.
And
they were overtaken by body of the outward man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's finish in Romans, we see.
Abalumi esuli yomusanvu nolunyiriri olwekomi.
Romans chapter 7 verse 10.
Nechiragire chali ekyokuleta obulamu ekyo nechirabika jendi ekyokuleta okufa.
And the commandment which was ordained to life I found to be unto death.
Olunyolekomi nolumu.
Verse 11.
Kubanga ekibi bwekyolaba wekisinziira olwekiragiro nekinimba nekinzita olwekyo.
For sin taking occasion by the commandment deceived me, and by it, it slew me. Yes. This command. Sin took occasion of advantage.
And
that is the commandment they gave him. And it deceived him.
You think
who is speaking that he was deceived by it?
The
Holy Spirit brought back the voice of Adam. He passed it through the Apostle Paul. He told us everything which happened there. Yet what surprises much? He said he died. Yet he is speaking. Right there. He brings us to differentiate. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 16 to 18, that we have the inward man with the spirit,
and
we have the outward man who died, the body of death.
And
he said, it deceived me, I died. Outward man, he said, he died. One speaking inside is still alive. You know, the spirit was made to outlive. For from the fullness of God it was gotten. According to John 1 verse 16. Because from his fullness we are given grace for grace. Because our spirits came from God. God is forever.
Everlasting God.
Everlasting God. And our spirits are everlasting. That's why they enter the everlasting death.
We
refuse to align ourselves. For you can't strangle and kill the spirit. You cannot. It found a way for it. I'm going to put it in the everlasting death. In the lake of fire.
It's
so terrifying to think that one day you will be in the grave. It's impossible. It will be that body you have clothed and you will check out of it.
It
not reconciled with God to get born again. Be given the heavenly body. You will enter the body of hell. And they move you into the prison. The prison of God, hell. That's known as the bottomless pit. Be at remand till the day of judgment. Tormented still there. Just as the prison is. But they have not yet judged.
The
day of judgment. And the judge, they cast in the lake of fire, the everlasting death. Your spirit should not be deceived of this world. I don't want to play on you.
Those
play on you don't know what concerneth your life. One day you will think of anything in the grave. You will see the one who goes in the grave. It's that body. You two will check out of it, you will see it.
But
you are Jew. right now where you are, you who hears, you keep
at
it. Still your fathers unclothed and they saw it. Even your fathers, even your mothers,
all
many your aunties, many your brethren, young and old. All they passed away. That dream you are in, you get out of it. You think you are that body. You wake up, you're no more in it.
Understand
how you've been dreaming, you've entered the reality. Arguing will not serve you.
Arguing
is not paining you, yet it's paining you. And you begin to refuse go to the toilet. You things which and even not having wisdom in them. I give you an example. People argue with poopo and susu. They argue over many other foolish things.
And
they concern their lives as we explain to them. He's insulting us now. Haven't you ever argued with it?
Hallelujah.
This commandment goes far. Let's read we hear. Romans chapter 7, verse
12.
Therefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. Verse
13. Naye ekibi kirabika okuba ekibi, kubanga kyandeetera okufa olw'ekirungi.
Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. Yes. Verse 14.
Kubanga tumanye nga mateka gego moyo.
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold unto sin.
He's
about the commandments
neteka.
And the law. And all the judgments of God that we call justice. The statutes.
Neteka teka
and the ordinances of God. All they are spiritual. Do you know why he realized they're spiritual? He realized it's a lamp. And it is light.
It's
just a commandment like human commands. Yet it goes beyond that. And at the end of all things, he said, he ended in the body of death. And the commandment exceedingly became broad. But he thanked Christ. Let's keep some verses because of time. Romans 7, verse 24
unto 25.
Romans chapter 7, verse
24.
O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Yes. He says, wretched man I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
See,
I don't get saved from the body of death. I need a savior. I need the word of God. Go to the word. The close flesh come here to save me. He comes to save me. Deliver me from the body of death. What is next? It's the body of hell. That's called the dead soul. A meme and fool. Dead soul. Yes. That's what was next. They don't save him from the body of death. and they give him the heavenly body in the
midst,
don't cross before they give you the body of hell, the body of hell. And he said, but he thanks like this. Romans chapter 7, verse 25.
Nebaza Katonda kuwa Yesu Kristo mukama wafe. Kale bwekityo nzenze kama magezi ndi muddu wa mateka ga Katonda. Naye mu mubiri wateka lya kibi.
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with this mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Yes. And he said, I thank God. That's the Father. Through Jesus Christ.
Father,
in John 3:16, he loved the world. He gave his son the world to be saved through him. Things of salvation are beyond the level we spoke of them. Literally preach salvation. Because things of salvation came from the paradise right very far. And God foresaw them before the earth was. In Revelation 13 verse 8,
it was
written in the book of the Lamb of God, slain from the creation. Right? God created in heaven and earth. He offered him, said he saves the humans. He saw the sin we had to commit in the garden. The sin of wanting to become God. After the devil and he deceived us. One of us wanted to become God. Now we preach salvation to people. And we seem to preach those who don't get married. You get saved, you get married. That the poor you say to get rich. Brethren, this is beyond those issues. Whether you'll be to which level of richness,
though
poverty will strike you to the extreme before you reconcile with God and you believe Jesus is Lord and
he's
my Savior and you get saved cross-eyed right from Satan when we believe in the Garden of Eden and we consented with him to oppose God and we confessed disobedience wanting to become God. We don't reconcile today and we believe Jesus is Lord and he's our Savior and he saves us and he begots us the second time and he restores the heavenly body. We keep ourselves in the Word till we unclothe this body of death. I prove always it's beyond. People think of it. And after you eat the world and to drink it as you drink alcohol, there's something next. Your spirits will be given the body of hell. They have to take you in the prison of God. Hell, the bottomless pit. You will wake up, let me tell you. You will wake up. That dream as you dream in sleep that you're in that body, that you are the body. You will wake up from that dream. Many passed away, they woke up. Our forefathers, they woke up. They are right there looking very well the rest. They were not the flesh and the body. For the rich man was buried. That's the body, the outward man. The rich man known on the village.
Yet
the rightful rich person, the spirit. In hell, he woke up from the dream of this body.
And
he said, there are five brothers I see them. They are still in the same dream. I see them heading this way. You're still in that body sleeping. Wake up that Christ may lighten your way. Things of salvation are not those you preach out there.
He's
not getting saved to travel abroad. No.
Whether
not traveled, you have to get saved. You will get saved, let me tell you. If you don't want to get saved, in hell you will confess salvation. And no more can help you.
For
he said every tongue, it will confess Jesus.
Whether
you confess, there's still time now.
If
you don't want, you will confess. Every day has to bow. You decide
if
you will today humble to Jesus.
But
you refuse, you will bow in hell. They will beat you and you will kneel. Salvation is not food. Food is inclusive. It grows in the ground. It's there around.
The cars,
iron we get from the ground, in the water, they are right on this world.
There's
something you needed which wasn't on this world. Salvation, it just cometh here. And it's there for a short time. Unto you, every individual person. Move from people who play on your lives. Mark 8:35 and below. What profit is the entire world?
The spirit
heads to hell. Your original person.
Though
I'll prophesy what that travel to America, you will move there and come back. The body will go to the ground dust, the spirit in hell, where the heaven depends whether you go saved. I don't want to waste your time of eating. You know, you've eaten food, trucks of food, we've eaten them. Every person, we have eaten hectares of food. One person, hectares of rice. I'm not yet satisfied. This body troubles me. I've bathed under this every morning. And I came with a bath. You're going back to bath again. Trailer trucks of soap. I don't get clean.
Zenkoye,
me, I'm tired. All we use in this life
is
serving God.
And
moving
and
understand one who called us. But things of this world are like that. You waste your time for in vain. Just if God has given you, still when you've asked for them, tell him, as you spoke 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3,
that
your holy power gave what to use in this life in serving you. And
it's
more being to understand you who called us. Use them in that way.
But
you use them how you're not aligned with him, there's no work. You pass on those cars
packed.
There are people who have ever packed them in the era of Noah. When the earth was first filled with people, they built even in the sky. And they
built
land on the top of the storied buildings of others. Cars of that generation, people fought much, invented much. Bible
said
they reached to
the
and every imagination is evil this time. I want to create my welfare. I no more want to familiarize me. Just as you make your robots, that you marry them out as you get foolish. They're insulting us, as they say.
In
the era of Sodom, they made robots, they married them. You read in Jude. Jude 1 verse 7. They made other bodies having sex with them. They did just sodomize that time. No.
Which
robots have sex with them? They made other bodies. And it's a body right there.
What do you want?
Oh, yagalachi.
Put in code sex.
Take a look at what she's saying. It begins to shake itself.
You
get foolish as those ancient people.
But still,
there are no more here.
They
have another place of hell where they are, the prison of God.
All
that you get foolish in vain. Look at the American president.
It has been a big problem. I've been thinking about it. My sexuality, everyone.
There's no meaning in that. There are some heads you see.
It never made meaning.
You are, what kind of president?
Many
are in hell, they have been before. Read of them in Isaiah 14, verse 9, unto 17. The kings of the world, the rulers and the judges, they are all in hell. It's to finish. Things of here, they will end. Are we together? They do what?
Those
you take which honors, they will end. They will end, finish. That's why I remain as God say. When he says go as someone honorable, I come. When he says go, when you're lowly, I go in that state.
For
still this body, today it stood, tomorrow it has to lie down. You will humble still.
Then
you don't want us to lead you. You as the outward man.
But
we shall lead you as we take to bury you still.
You
don't want us to order you to take sin from you. The Muslims will wash poop from you.
You
don't want us to prepare for you.
As
the spirit in there, you hold on the body. But we shall prepare you the coffin of the dead and the good grave and the tomb. Now those who prepared hell, they finished, they are right there waiting.
The
golden angel Abaddon of the chains and his group. But we wanted to prepare for your spirit, for heaven.
In
all times and conditions, we tell them to you that you fulfill them very well.
Even
though you refuse that we lead you,
if there
are those meant to lead that body and they take it right in the grave, they will carry it. Others carry it here, macho. Take it. There's no leading, they have to lead you. You make a lot of noise, but we shall tie those your jaws. And you keep silent. Stop making noise over things you don't understand. Prove that you understand God. For one who boasts should boast that they understand God. You think to release commands, we shall tie those your jaws. Your spirits,
angel
Abaddon would drag them on the chains, taking them to hell.
Of course,
when I knew in the journey of heavens, there's a time I seem not to be there even. And I see there's no meaning they make. I sleep in heavens every time I'm thinking how I can be there.
And I know two cannot move together except they have agreed
to
reconcile with God on the earth if I'm to be with Him in heavens. I've spoken much there. Now leave the pride of this life.
It's
the body of death, you'll unclothe it. It would terrify you much when you've entered in the body of hell, you as the spirit. All this will finish and pass away. All these
Carpets
as the pastors, as the servants of God, it will end. Now, if
there
or not, we have to minister. Whether we called honorables or not, heaven's proof we are honored. Or even John the Baptist, heaven said, is the greatest among the sons of men.
He had
not a big congregation, neither a great preaching. But he began the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
From
the day of John the Baptist, kingdom of heaven faced a lot of violence. Heaven says he's on the earth preaching the
heavens.
He's the greatest. Tens of thousands, if we don't gather them for heavens. Jesus said, one who never gathers with him is cattle in hell. Gather with him, gathers in heaven.
He
says, come pick us, we go be with him there.
But
prepared people, go to heaven. What work is there then? You servants. Though you've crossed which honors,
and
want to see me to see any meaning in you, begin to preach heaven. You prepare people to be in heavens. I will consider you to have some sanity and use.
I really
but my spirit sees you. Inside me, I see it. I greet you, Bishop. Praise Jesus. Heaven say, what kind of bishop is this? Useless.
Of
those honored are honored.
We give them honor,
but heaven says, what meaning Gawe?
Reverend,
what Father? Gawe. We remain. Father.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. You feel as if it's hot in the face. You wouldn't.
So, commandment
of the garden was very broad. Just as we've had Psalms 119, verses 96. Let's go back there.
Zaburi esuli ya chikumi yukumi na umuenda Nolu nyiriri orwe chenda
Psalms 119 verse 96.
Nabi ebintu byonna ebyatu kilia jebikoma na ye chilagiro cho chigazinyo.
I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. Yes. He saw all things were the end, but the commandment of the garden was broad.
He
did know it reached him to where? You know where trouble was?
Had
to put him in the body of death. He gave birth in pain, sickness. The body with its confusions. Now it is not aligned itself. The command is moving on ahead. Put you in hell. Takes him from there to the second death. But they told him he'll surely die because of its bread.
My
God told him, what is this you've done? What have you done?
What have you done?
You're going to end the lake of fire.
In Genesis 3, God told him, what is this you've done? What have you done? Genesis chapter 3 and verse 13.
Mukama Katonda n'agamba omukazi nti, kiki kino ky'okoze? Omukazi n'ayogera nti, omusota gunsenze senze, n'endya.
And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Yes.
And the Lord God said unto the woman,
Mukama Katonda n'agamba eri omukazi,
what is this that you have done?
Chichino chokoze. Question mark. You know where it ends? Surely dead. You know what is next? Look, you are in the body of death. Do you know where you're heading to? The earth is cast.
Conceive in pain, birth in pain, the man will rule over you, beat you and slap and kick you.
Don't be surprised of things that are in the world. It's a born again that is
you move
from plan A, you came back. You move from plan B, you came back to plan A. And it's after there, hell. And
piece
of the flesh of it, you move to hell.
I tell you,
in there,
I'll
get you there from judgment.
For
I say, you surely die, you have to end in the second death, everlasting death, the lake of fire. It's broad. That's why God asked Genesis 3. Verse 13. You woman, what is this you've done? It's a word which is broad. God would have asked that if he didn't know where it ends. He saw those who have been his children. They're in the body of death.
Their
problems of it is there are many. As it's on this world today.
And
the journey still moves ahead. If they don't reconcile with God,
or
believe in Jesus is Lord, and is our Savior, and they get saved, and he birth them the second time, you restore the heavenly body. If they don't restore the heavenly body, and to keep it never to die again,
go
from the body of death, they enter the body of hell.
And
if you fall in hell, you are finished.
Here
on the world is where they start reconcile with God. Mostly from when Eddie began. After death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Both in BC, before the birth of Christ on this earth, though he was there in heaven, they had a chance. Jesus, after he died for us here, the spirit went in the prison of the rebellious spirit, hell, the bottomless pit, and redeemed those who believe him. Today, if you dare unclothe the body and they clothe you the one of hell, if you have no heavenly body, you are finished. That's why
generation,
you have to be having faith more than that of Sodom and Gomorrah.
It's
no second chance.
If
you are finished on the earth, you've not aligned yourself. Let me tell you. Yeah,
let
me not tell you bring your car. I speak to you the inner man, your spirit and your life.
Your future
is not there on this world. You refuse to eat your meat that I prepare for the future. You reach old age. You have no tooth, you can't eat meat.
And you keep money
that you don't drink sugar, you reach in old age, you have diabetes, pressure, you can't take sugar then.
There's no future on this world.
Future is not in hell, it is in heaven.
It depends what are you doing on this world. Those God commanded or those who refused us. See. You pass on eat your meat while you still have your tooth.
Amen.
Yes,
keeping is not bad.
Maybe you keep
on children. The children
they will
eat that money.
Zimba waka yumba.
Build a house at least. You live in it.
Don't
say, I'm keeping for my children.
Abana,
you keep for the children. The beginning and they have something to do. And the old people love meat. You forgive me, old people. You
wave
at me peacefully. None of us will not get old birds. Adam, after he had reached in El, as the spirit had unclothed the body of they gave him the body of hell. These are some of the things he cried from there. In the Psalms 119, verses 81 and 82, unto 83, he reached to say, how many are my days here? And the body is like a bottle. They have burnt with smoke. Do you know a monster? That's how you appear and look like. Psalms 119 verse
81.
My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your words. While there he says, I'm in this dead soul of hell, but I hope for salvation. I wait for salvation. I wait for your words. And the words. John 1:14 had to first come clothed flesh. And he first preached the gospel to us here. He died for us on the cross. In the John 1:14. And then 1 Peter 3:18-21. Then the word goes to hell. In the prison of God. He finds Adam to help him.
They
waited for the word. It's not only us who are on this world. And I will tell you one day. The sufferings of Christ in hell. Most of you know those he suffered on this world.
They
came and crushed him in the middle. In hell, he died for us right from this world into hell. He cut off the way taking us ahead into hell. He cut us even the second death. The Bible says that these rose up in Christ. The second death has no right over them.
But
see the gospel preached. There's some things. When God had just told me this, I was like 16 years and a half. I hid in the forest. I told him, I'm not going in your people.
Now,
see the pastors I would have begun with what they are in. Let me be in the forest. He told me still. He was commanded and you know where the
commandment.
Go in the people.
Genda obabulira amazima.
Go preach truth to them. For they say it's bitter.
But bitter herb is what heals. Even these words you hear on full knowledge. Not that we deceived any person. But it's a fight and a war of light against darkness. For know that we abused anyone in the village. Or we quarrel with people in the cities.
No.
Because truth is what? Bitter. But I've told you, Psalms 119, verse 81, his soul
called
the dead soul.
The body
of hell he had as the spirit while in hell. It was there waiting for salvation all the time. Waited for the word of God. John 1:14, come close flesh. Gospel and die on the cross for us.
Peter 3:18-21.
Proceeds on the prison of God. Hell. The bottomless pit. That saves those of the generation of BC. You think how many believed? Bible said those who believed appeared on this world when he rose up. Yes. Not all others refused. They said,
those
were foolish in the grinder and you mingle and you grind them. In the mortar you check and maize are softened and they are still very hardy. There are still fools who remained in hell. Just one still foolish salvation on the earth, yet they have passed through much. I've eaten, I've drunk. Here you get sick, you make noise. They save me. They save me. They heal me. When you get proper, you think you are something. No one never passes through problems. Though the rich, those you say they're rich. That pitiful person who cannot touch a sickness to heal it. We show when God will lay hold of you. You will understand it. So
we
find to fall in that hand of God. Just this small sickness, headache.
And
they say perhaps they cut it off, yet you still want
to
think will come on you and the whole job will be in pains.
So
when they hold on you in hell, just the tooth, who knows how the tooth pains. My thank you for leaving tooth to have toothache on us.
But
if we are big headed, we don't know that when you lay hold of us.
Others
have toothache, they have other things which pain them. But it's called the pains of death. Hell has not yet laid hold of you. I want to say that gospel is so terrifying. Don't worry. Childishness which make you touch on the charcoal stove, see whether it burns.
It
make you touch hell and you never get out of it all your days. The gospel is sweet. How you're silent. You are trying to enjoy it.
Zaburi is which come you come in Omuinda. No, you need it.
Psalms 119:82.
Amaso gange gakulukuse olw'ekigambo kyo nga njogera nti olinsanyusa ddi.
My eyes fail for your word, saying, When will you comfort me? What's in hell in that body? You have eyes and they're all pouring out. Funny eyes. And you're crank. This eyes think it's all pouring out. You cry till the eyes will stretch out. You are like these fallen angels. And the eyes are big like that on the screen. And one was shaking themselves in fornication and evil acts. They acted pride in their chest all profane. You are all disfigured, funny.
Zaburi esuri ekikumi ekumi n'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'ekinaana mu ssatu.
Psalms 119 verse 83.
Kubanga nfuuse ng'eddiba eriwanikibwa mu mukka naye seerabira amateeka go.
For I am become like a wineskin in the smoke, yet do I not forget your statutes.
I am become like a bottle in the smoke.
Wineskin is a bottle. Yes. Bottle. You are all dry in a bottle put on the fire smoke or skin. You appear black. The blackish is all over you. The other fire burns you in the fire of hell. And you all, you no more understand things there. Now, he was there, the situation was very bad. As you see in that image, the body of hell is very wild. The spirit you are within it, but the pains you are in is much.
Zaburi esuri ekikumi ekumi n'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'ekinaana mu nnya.
Psalms 119 verse 84.
Ennaku z'omuddu wo ziri mmeka? Olituukiriza ddi omusango kw'abo abanjigganya?
How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on them that persecutes me?
Manyi b'Abadoni baamukuba emiko.
The Abadons beat him.
N'alowooza baba muyigganya.
And they thought perhaps they're persecuting him. I said, Lord. How many of my days here? They beat you all your days unto judgment. But those of BC,
before the
birth of Christ, they had a great chance. But we, because Satan knows this, when you fall in hell and your spirit falls in hell now, you are finished.
That's why he knows
there's no chance. He came, he worked much.
He
had a short time to destroy you. Gospel, they changed the gospel of heaven. Look at religions.
They
are just night dancers. Look at beliefs. Who explains of heavens
out
of them? You many men to think I am insulting you. But that's religion and both beliefs, how they explain heaven. You think of food. You are on miracles, food for children. But after we eat, what is next? That's not bad to make miracles. But what is next? The man in hell, he says, in the Psalms 119, verse 52.
Psalms 119,
verse
52.
I remembered your judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. 53. Horror has taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake your law. Horrific things are right there. And they begin on the way. You know the way to hell. It's very horrific. Have you watched a horror film? Go get a wild horror film. Watch it. Begins in the way to hell. And they drag you on the chains. As you just checked from the body like this. Before you even unclothe it, the angel of death, you begin to see him.
He said,
the men are taking me.
Defend
the one of hell, Abaddon. He's right on the side. If you are sick, or you are about to unclothe the body, you begin to dream funny men. And you know,
you've
begun a kuberien tisa eriole kira mugeyena. There, you begin to hear those of your friends close. Bah! Closing themselves. You hear the windows.
Noise.
Now you have unclothed. The world is clothing itself over you. The songs you enjoyed much, whether they are reggae songs or what, you hear reggae songs they are playing, and you hear them, you hear, and they are gradually as you're going to learn, and you're not. You run away. The doors close themselves. Briefly, on the way to hell, but it's filled of horrific scenes there. And you see the way of life. And the way of the city. I've overcome, I'm going to heaven.
No longer
I stood on the snake. And it beats with a tail to the other extreme. And you see the paradise. I'm going the tree of the paradise. You climb them, the pleasant trees for food. You begin to eat. Caterpillars are ones you're eating. And you fall from the top of the tree to the ground. On the roots. You see the roots are snakes. They are tying you. That's called
Ejabadon.
It can act every stubbornness on you. Then it's not yet close to the body of hell. You are what they call the dead soul. You check out as if you have a body. But you don't understand yourself well.
And
this is just closed and they join on the other. The body we died in Adam, in heaven. That's what they call the dead soul. Yeah, they just design. You all walk bent like that. You have no form like that. Horrific things are on the way onto hell. I want to teach that by itself. The way of hell and hell. But let me speak about it in Ecclesiastes briefly. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse
1. Enako embi ngatezinajja n'emyaka ngatejinasembera boli ogeranti sijisanyukira nakamu.
Remember now your creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not, nor they has drawn near, when you shall say, I have no pleasure in them. Wait. Remember your creator in your youth. Before the evil days come, not the years, when you will say, I'm no having pleasure in this. For we get old. And still, even those yet not old, this
is
where they meet it. If you dare, find you didn't reconcile with God, to believe Jesus is Lord, and is my Savior. And I've gotten saved. I believe if you bathed me the second time, I become a born again Christian. I'll be given the heavenly body. I'll be found while not naked.
When
unclothed me as the spirit, as I remove off the body of death. If you dare not do that on this world, do whatever you do, but I've told you in all you are supposed to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When all finish, this is what to come next. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse
2.
While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. You know right there. Let me say that the sun is about to be darkened.
No mwezi.
And the moon. They have begun to open up the bottomless pit. The prison of God, hell. After just checked from the body, don't first realize that. You see the clouds move at speed. What is that?
We are Montes.
You are in terror.
Commander Amaji.
The commander of the hand.
What to say?
The problem has come in the nation. You're no more among those in the nation. Revelation 9 verse 1 and 2. When they open the bottomless pit, they don't open it as they throw you. The seal just lifts itself a little of the gate of hell. On you. There you see there's no sun yet. Here we see the sun is there. Yet before it happens, you first feel the clouds. Blowing around, and it seems to be raining.
We
are in the rainy season of farming. You see the black clouds, and the sun darkens. You begin to wonder.
Commander, His Excellent President
Museveni. Somebody say, Apostle, why are you laughing?
Me,
I cried God tired. I'm telling you truth. I have no time to cry for you. The only way I cry for you is to tell you truth. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1 and 2
connect
with Revelation 9 verse 1 and 2. It's not
ducking.
They will have opened for you. They are taking you. Here we see the sun is on. At your side it's dark night. You're unclothed. There you begin to understand. They show you your dead body there. What? Who is that one? They look like me. You don't bury me. And you come to try enter the body. Let me come back in my body.
cannot.
The uncles,
the weeping, they have died. What have I died? Leave me. I've not yet died.
Until
you believe you check from the body, they leave you on this world before they take you. Until you put your body in the grave, and you follow. But my goodness, what is wrong? You put me in what? You still think it's you?
And
this hall,
that's
okay. So we buried people there.
They
are not burying people there. All alone is not me. Now where am I? Your friends are there.
You
so why don't you save me? They don't see you. They cannot be attached.
You invisible world.
Went to see a talavika. It makes the imaginary lines here.
Equator.
The equators. That's where you end. It's called a setalabika.
It imaginary lines.
It has equators,
latitude, longitude.
Equator, latitude, and longitude. Now
world.
You are in that, we are in the physical world. But now, teacher, why don't you serve me? And they pull you, they cannot touch you. There you are on horror. And they begin to pour soil.
You
stop that. Why pour soil on me? And they all begin to go away. And you want to pierce yourself in the ground to enter there. You try. You fix yourself. Enter there. You cannot. And the grave never opens. Then you find people speaking against, and you've come back on those weeping. And all who praised you, and they are all slandering you. Those given things you don't understand. And they tell you, if you're there, the angel of death, come you. Have you now understood? That has been the body I gave it to you.
Where are you?
You have seen yourself.
Commander again.
Commander of hell. Take him in the flock of the wicked hell. And he brings out the chains. Cross to the body and you're all bent without form. But before that happens, Ecclesiastes
says,
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse
3. Kubanga batono naba abalingiza mu madirisa ne bazikizibwa.
In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows grow dim. Yes, the windows close, as you see the windows of the world.
Younger, old,
they are in fear. Those are closing. And you hear them close. The windows. And they hit themselves.
Mama!
Mother! Don't close! Grandfather, answer! And they are all closing. All doors close as you see. God show the world has closed for you. Come here. I created you one as a spirit. You gave you on that world. The body is going to the ground. Come back, the spirit you gave. Handed you to my men. Those who beat and cane. I think I stop here, you go home.
Omubulizi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 4.
Enzigi nezigalwawo mu lugudo. Eddoboozi eryokusa nga likkakkanye. Ne wabaawo ayimuka olw'okukaaba kw'ennyonyi n'abawala bonna ab'okuyimba bwe balikkakkanyizibwa.
And the doors shall be shut in the streets. And the doors shall be shut in the streets. You know, you pass the home roads and streets or in the city. You see them to a closing and shut up. You know, all roads and those have gates where they put roadblocks. Now, when you check from the body, you find roadblocks of the angels of Abaddon. Where are you going? They are not in heaven. These ones of death, they are within. Terror strikes you. The doors close.
Most streets on
all streets, roads of the city. Those beautiful you loved and acted pride upon them. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 4. When the sound of the grinding is low, yes, those grinding and mortars. All machines which worked on the planet. Those grinding. You begin to hear grindings gradually. And the voices are low, far off. Machines which grind push them all gradually lower their voice. The voice gradually lowers. You wonder. I moved from the earth. And now, that reach on every person. Others they have defecated on their bodies.
And this is the
and they defecate and they lose on themselves. Are you afraid? That is the truth, and you will discover it. If you fear to hear today and you understand it, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 4. And one shall rise at the voice of the birds. You begin to hear birds and they are flying away. Angel Abaddon, what has he done to himself? And he comes. Now, where are you going? Did you reconcile with the Creator? Trouble is on the way to hell. You cannot explain the whole of it. Things horrific fall on you. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 4. And all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Yes. All your musicians you loved. Like who?
Juliana.
Which songs? You sing for your brethren a song that of the world you love. It troubled that your head when you hear it, you all get messed up.
Hey mama, free.
And those songs, you begin to hear those songs and you hear them gradually lowering.
One people.
And you love one people. You are jamming for them like that. You jump. And you think you are in that. It gradually disappears. The one who sang songs of gospel and it's fake.
Again. Oh, Musai Gwa Yesu Gumoro.
The blood of Jesus is enough.
Okunaza Urechiwi. Oh, Musai Gwa.
It disappears like that.
Kumbe waberange no ngate kukumara kutukuzo yongera bikorobero.
We are here, it's not enough to cleanse you, you commit more evil works.
Omubulizi esule ye 12 no lunyiriri olwokutano.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 5.
We wow. Bali tiecho ekigulumizibwa.
Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high. Yes.
Bonaba kuru
all the rulers.
You know you badumanya nti byatiti.
All those you saw and thought they
hutan ndiko kamba gundi ye yanzi
tabana. You said this one killed me and you begin to cry.
Chiwadere.
Chiwadere, he killed me.
Gaye na ba.
Hell.
Musumba guni.
Pastor Saul,
wakona chichi no
what did you do to me? And you're crying.
Neja,
but grandfather,
wanyigiriza kusamira.
You told me to do sorcery.
Everything
you took as something high on the world, you begin to weep.
Omubulizi esuli ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 5.
Ebitiisa nibiba mu kkubo.
And terrors are in the way.
Ebyo ata oba wakatandiikiriza bagambye ebitiisa
bibabise terrors on the way.
Angel,
a baton can play you on the way.
You
have to reach hell when you already fell mad.
Hey.
And the spirit is mad.
Imagine
things reach on you and your spirit falls mad.
No, to come again and have your cover to
tell me. You don't understand.
Oh,
you cry just like that. No formula. But brethren, you person,
play
with salvation, you will understand this. You fall mad.
You
begin to cry things which are not proper. No one prays in order.
You
don't cry that in hell. You have to cry like someone mad. Like no order. I don't understand this.
You
cry as you enjoy the salvation God has reached on us.
But they do
things too horrific that the spirit has to fall mad.
They show you
a river of living water. You go to drink and you drink acid.
You come out,
you have holes in the throat. You are all panting for pain. You are groaning.
Give
me a water of life. Things are on the way. Before you reach in hell, they are so horrific. Not yet reached, they are just taking you. You think of a way like that and see how you're rich. Where you're rich, what is
there?
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 5. And the almond tree shall blossom. You see a tree there.
It's
still not the tree of life. Apostle taught about
it.
And you climb on it quickly. And you begin to pick the fruits. As you are eating. As you spit. You fall from the top of the tree onto the ground. You hit yourself. And I'll be saved. I fall on the ribs as you feel their serpents. And then you crawl as you yell and you cry. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 5. And the grasshopper shall be a burden. You see grasshopper, you see, I'm still on the planet. As you touch it, it falls on your face. And you cry for the grasshopper. There is everything which terrifies on the way. And people fall on things when they have unclothed their bodies, when they are not reconciled with their gods, right from living sin. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 5. Desire shall fail. You have to prove. No more
love.
No more love. Stubbornness. Lord, no more love. This all. Everything they show you, whatever it is. And you see, you are in the disco. What you did there. When you're in the disco, you feel the. You see those in the disco, and there are Abaddons there. They hold pangas, axe. Everything you
desire,
you through, and it's all terrifying. Until he said, I no more need this, Jesus. I want you. That's why I said, don't love the world, neither the things in it. For such desire never come from God, that it cometh from the world. Always a desire to do the will of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse
5.
Because man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. When the trouble came here, we
sought
this person alone. Been put in the eternal home.
But the
spirit goes in the other eternal until judgment.
The mourners, they are there.
They say you
come and send farewell to them.
Wow.
Don't bury me.
I'll just
tell you what begins. Those who understand and we preach to you and you knew it like you. They don't waste time to pass you through that experience. They take you immediately. But you already understood what is next. They do not brief you much. Or if things quickly reach you, as they bury you, there they are put in the fire buried.
It's
the only head remaining outside. Down you are in the fires. And them to
and
you have died so much. And angel of hell, they mock you there. As people in the world, they are crying them to try to cry for you. After they removed you and they say, we told you, you don't die. Have you seen? Have you seen rebel? You're going to see it. Verses 6 and 7.
It
shows your spirit was removed already from the body. In verse 7, show dust returned to dust on this body.
The
spirit which was to go to God,
it,
heavens is not reached. Because you have no body to take you to heaven. Because you didn't reconcile with God. And in Ecclesiastes chapter
4,
in Lamentations chapter 4, verse
6
and
7,
the angel Abaddon, they have terrified you, you have fallen mad, and they clothe you a body like this. Lamentations chapter 4 from verse 6.
Kubanga obutali butuukirivu bw'omuwala w'abantu bange businga obunene ekibi kya Sodomu ekyasuulibwa nga mu kaseera so tewali yakisaako omukono.
For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom that was overthrown in a moment. The punishments you go to,
they are
more than the punishments on the Sodom and Gomorrah.
You've
gone in an amazing fire.
It,
before they take you, this is the body you get. Lamentations chapter 4 in the verse 7.
Abakungu bali balongofu okusinga omuzira. Baliberu okusinga amata emibiri jabwe jasinga mainja matu wakavu okumyuka bali banyirifu nga safiro.
Her princes were purer than snow, they were whiter than milk, they were more ruddy in body than rubies, their appearance was of sapphire.
Olinyolo munana.
Verse 8.
Amaso gabwe gasinga ekisirizo okudugala tebamanyibwa mu ngudo.
Their appearance is now blacker than coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaves to their bones. It is withered. It has become like a dry stick. Yes. The eyes now are black like coals. Like that. The body they have given you.
Have you ever
been a stick bent, dry, and the skin is dried?
When now we
all you are bent like as if bones packed in the sack, and they put you on the chains and they drag you.
Abaddon,
angel of hell, they take you. Those are ones in the summary on the body of hell. Maybe to add on the way of hell. On the other time, we shall come see how we get born again and we are given the heavenly body.
After,
we head on
to see the pleasant trees for sight and the pleasant trees for food in the paradise of God, the garden of God, in the third heaven. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.